Welcome to Studio Chaotic. I'm Jenny Kay, and if you haven't heard this podcast before, then know that this is usually a collection of garbage that you can let in one ear and squeeze out the other. If you can bypass your brain while doing that, it might be advisable. Today is different, though. All of a sudden, I had this idea that maybe I could talk to other people. But I didn't know what to talk about or who to talk to. And then I realized I got lots of people I can talk to. And the premise today is just life in general. It's very random. So we'll hear some new voices other than me talking to myself or my demons and my pet imp. You know, I'll be talking about compose a little bit, but it's very loose and we'll see how it goes. I don't always know what I'm doing. And I still don't know where Imp is. Here's Imp with today's first quote.
The crisis of some other day, like yesterday, kinda, I think, someday, is like the funny thing, the joke, like of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what that means.
That's okay.
H.G. Wells.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Smart.
Yes. Thank you, Imp. That was very nice paraphrasing there. The crisis of yesterday is the joke of tomorrow. H.G. Wells. That means that you should be laughing about the time I buried you in the backyard, Imp.
No, I do not.
You're supposed to think that's funny.
And I don't. And I won't.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Obviously. That's because you're a cold-hearted bitch. And I'm going to go play with Spooky now.
Okay, bye-bye. You know, time seems to go faster for every year. And there is a somewhat pseudo-scientific explanation for that. I read about a while ago. Let's say you're 10 years old, you're looking at your whole life, and then you're looking at 1 year. It's a very, very long time. It's 1/10 of your entire life. And when you're that young, you probably don't even remember much of your first 2-3 years either, so it seems even longer. 10% of your entire life. When you're 20, that percentage obviously goes down. It's 5% of your entire life for that year. Then when you're 39...
41.
Shut up. Well, you do the math. And it's not going to get any better.
Nope.
Mark Twain said,
when
your friends start flattering you about how good you look, it's a sure sign you're getting old.
I never do.
Yeah, I got a compliment the other day. It was a good one. Followed up by well-meant advice to maybe dye my hair to cover that gray.
Good one.
Yeah, that's nice.
I should.
Imp, what do you got to say about this? Is life too short or too long?
You're asking someone that doesn't have a life. I live in your head, and I'm going to be in your head forever. I'm going to bug you forever.
Wow.
And I'm never going to leave, and... life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just too bad I only get to be alive 1 year recording your podcast. But that's okay, because that's life.
I'm so glad you're...
That's your schedule, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
Dave Carnegie said, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
I've been practicing.
Yeah, I can tell. That sounded really good. I like that. Now let's talk to someone else.
Keep it simple. That doesn't work because we don't know how long we're going to live, and we don't know necessarily what's going to happen in the future because there are things we can't control.
There are things we can't control.
This is Nick Jenik.
Hi, Nick. Welcome to Studio Chaotic.
Thank you very much.
So what is your life philosophy in two, you get three words?
Roll with the punches.
That's it, four.
Hi, this is Nick Jenik from HKC Radio, and you're listening to Studio Chaotic.
Your mother tells you don't touch the stove, you might burn yourself, but you do it anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that's how I envision God. You know, and
yeah.
You have to learn your and you learn your lesson from doing just that.
Pause. Some people do, yes. Some people don't.
Just same with anybody's mother and father. Some people learn their lessons from their parents, and some people don't at all.
Yeah, that's right. But what about God? We got into a somewhat one-sided discussion about God and religion. Something I was not prepared for, because my knowledge is nil to zero to none. Nada. And it doesn't enter my mind all that often. So let's just let Nick talk.
That means that I believe in the faith. I believe in the basic tenets of Christianity. I have a hard time with humans making godly decisions. Look, I blame the modern Christian church for a lot of things, including the way people portray it, because especially in this country, the fundamentalist Christians, people like that, really are bothersome because that's not right. You know, it took talking to a bus driver a while back for me to voice something that I always knew, but something I could never voice to people. The idea of God as a parental figure. I always had a much longer winded explanation for God and Jesus and stuff like that, but it wasn't, but it never could quite get across what I was trying to get at. Okay, you know, the answer to the question, if God is the Almighty, why does he allow X, Y, and Z? Well, why do your parents allow you to fuck up? You know? It's the same, you know, answer that and you answer the other. The writings didn't come completely divine, especially, you know, Jesus Christ didn't write.
No.
His disciples did. And so there's a lot of room for interpretation there. Okay. There are some that cannot be interpreted, such as the seven deadly sins. Those are as clear as day.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're got a point.
Those do have a point.
Yeah. I mean...
We all though have committed one of those.
Hey, I don't think so. I didn't ever. I don't think I did. I'm pretty sure I didn't. Can we change the subject now?
Yes, we can change the subject. What do you think about science?
Science is good. It's okay.
Good. Let's hear what Nick says about science.
I like science.
I've got my own issues with science. For the hot button issues, you cannot get a true result because both sides can come up with experiments and data to come up with those. And it's whoever shouts the loudest gets the most scientific gospel. You know, my main problem with climate change is a simple case of the sample size of history is too small. Your historical sample is and can never be large enough. because of the fact of the measuring equipment we use is far better than that was used even 100 years ago, let alone thousands of years ago, which is how far I think you have to go back to prove whether it is or is not natural.
And I have nothing to say about that. Imp, what do you think?
Well, I say that ice cream is really tasty on a hot day and not so tasty on a cold day. There has to be some science there.
Yes, of course. There has to be science there. Now, over to politics.
I live in what was supposed to have once been one of the greatest individualistic countries in the world. And I still believe that in many ways it was one of those. But now, we are adopting a media-centric, bastardized form of groupthink that doesn't really work, that is not nearly so evolved as groupthink in other places. Individualism is dying.
There is only so much one man can do.
And Nick can finish this off with these words.
Just so long as I can live my life the way I choose to live my life, everybody else can go hang, frankly.
And you can find Nick on the Digital Domains online radio show on HKC Radio, Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Just check it out.
It's funny.
Now, Imp, what is next today?
Next today is a dude.
What do you want me to say?
Your name.
There's a mosquito.
Tell me your name.
Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been Dave for a long time now.
And you are?
Here. I think. Freedom. Freedom is life. Freedom to be able to, I guess you could say, follow your dreams, but freedom to, say, travel. Freedom to do what you want when you want. As it is in society, the way things are, your life has pretty well been predetermined right from the get-go. In when you're younger, you're you go to school for what? How many years? 12, 13, 14 years, whatever. Except for some people make a career out of it and they're in school forever.
Yeah.
Or they're just not good enough to cut the grade. But anyhow, you spend most of your time in school, and then when you're out of school, you're expected to get a job and work. And give or take, I don't know, 5-10 years there, you may start a family. With that comes responsibility. Also with that comes more work. Then you spend the next, from the age of 20 right through to 50, sometimes 60, working pretty near your whole life. For what?
For what?
The actual freedom that you get is what, a week or 2 weeks, so-called holidays during the course of 1 year? Where most people don't make enough money to actually travel the world or see what they want to see or do what they want to do. Even though you take a week's holidays, the bills don't. So a person really doesn't have actual freedom. They spend most of their life working. And most people on their deathbed, none of them ever say that, you know, well, gee, I wish I had worked more. My idea of freedom is wake up, decide you want to go fishing, go fishing. Wake up, decide you want to go on a trip somewhere, go on a trip. But money determines pretty well all of that, and if you don't have the money, you don't get to do it. The ones that don't follow that schedule usually end up homeless or jail or, you know, there's many different scenarios.
Deep in debt.
So, freedom is not really freedom. If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't do it at all. No.
It sounds a little bit bitter.
I'd watch more TV.
Yeah.
No, not bitter. That's reality. That's the system. The system is set up so that you basically follow those guidelines. Mm. You know, you have the freedom to go against those guidelines, but it usually doesn't turn out too well.
Dave knows what he's talking about. No. But that is a different story for another episode. Now, what about money?
The more I have, the more I spend, so...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The less I have, the more I spend, too, so... I guess I don't.
In essence, you're fucked. Either or. No, but why... I mean, there are people that are content and happy. Well,
yeah, but they're usually sitting in a rubber room looking in a corner. Hey, look at my string. You know, like, twirl, 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 twirl. When you got something to look forward to, and it works out. Simple things. Actually, the simple things are probably the biggest things. Well, nature itself. Having a plant, growing a plant, watching it grow big, you take a certain amount of pride in that. Having a pet, you know, there's all kinds of simple things that you can enjoy nature. You can go fishing and enjoy nature. You know, that's just one. There's many of them, but all kinds of simple things can make it enjoyable. Basically, anything that creates a memory, a good memory.
Now, if you could hop back into high school again, knowing what you know now, what would be the first thing you would
do? With all the knowledge that I have now?
Yep.
There'd be a whole lot of girls in trouble. Actually, the teenage era was probably the best time. I'm saying the teenage era. I'm not saying high school itself, because the only thing I found out about high school is... when you're out of high school and you had to be on your own and live on your own, you didn't learn a damn thing in school that would help you. Not then, anyhow, when I went to school. You'd pick up and you'd go do stuff on a whim. And it didn't matter if it was 2 in the morning, or 3 in the morning, or 4 in the morning, or in the middle of the day. You're always active doing stuff, going places, and it didn't never seem to end.
And, I'm guessing at that point you always knew that you would live forever.
No, actually, I'm quite surprised I'm alive now with all the stuff I've done. I'm actually quite surprised I'm still alive.
Yeah, but you didn't know that. Did you have that feeling even back then?
Invincible? A feeling of being invincible?
Yeah.
Probably in that era, yes.
Yeah.
Until you realize that you see stuff around you and... your friends go missing, and you know, you see stuff like that, and it makes you think. And then you realize you're not all that invincible. But too late to turn back time. But one thing I would have done was I would have banked a lot more money. Back then, the attitude was easy come, easy go. I can always get more.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, you can always get more. But as time goes on, your wants to become bigger, and
responsibilities,
and the price tags of everything are a lot higher. And then you're forced to buy stuff you don't want to buy.
That's right.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff. Oh, let's not forget paying the government. And we don't want to go there.
No, we don't want to. Didn't want to go there. No.
Those people without actual jobs that sponge off the ones that are working. Those stuff going. All kinds of people with their hands out, so that's the way that goes. And the one that you really need is wife insurance. Not life insurance, but wife insurance.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
Yeah. The screwing you get for the screwing you got. Is it worth it? It would have been cheaper to hire a worker. Well, I've gone through it, 3 times, I think? Something like that there? You think I would have learned by now? I'm a slow learner. But life does go on. It's going to get better, right? Simplicity is actually easier on a person, not near as stressful. It's calming. It's easy to keep track of. There's nothing to stress over or fret about. Keep it simple. Too many things on the go all the time, which I do, is actually hard on a person. But I know no better way, or no other way, so it's a little late in life to change that, I think.
They say it's never too late to change. But I don't know who they are that's saying that.
Well, I'm lucky if I have time to change my socks.
I'm lucky I got you to sit down to talk to me. Been trying hard now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been about...
Get you in the studio.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Time. Oh, it's a busy time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is that.
I can't keep up, but I try.
He certainly does. Dave is a contractor, a skilled carpenter. He can build a house from the ground up. And that includes everything. We're talking about cement work, framing, roofing, tile work, plumbing, electrical, landscaping, and more. He also has a big fucking hammer, and he can pound a nail like the devil. And he drinks a lot of coffee. And he paints in oils.
And he plays the guitar, and he makes good pepper bread, and he's weird.
He has been called weird, and he has been called many other names. Out of clutter, find simplicity. Albert Einstein. I think that sums up my conversation with Dave. Keep it simple. Imp, do you have a quote for me?
I do. I like work. It fascinates me. I can sit and watch it for hours. It's by Jerome K. Jerome. I have no idea who that is.
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, then it's time for us to move on to our last segment. Compose.com. That's where I came across Thomas. Thomas created the intro for this episode, and I love his music, so I wanted to use it. So I did, after getting permission, of course. But speaking of Compose.com, it is a site where musicians collaborate and make great music. It is simple, really. Basically, you can upload any track, a drum track, a vocal idea, lyrics, a guitar, a chord progression, or anything, and people can join in, add to and work on it, and in the end, great music is created. I have been forced to let go of the control. I've learned that I have to let it go and let it live. Because if a song is strong enough, it will. It will live and stand on its own, and amazing things will happen. Because of the talent on Compose, someone always has just the right thing to do, to add. Just the right guitar tone, just the perfect rhythm. And I can focus on what I do best. A song rarely ends up the way I imagine it from the start. And I've also realized that I don't have a great vision of a finished song. I'm not a really great songwriter. That's all there is to that. So I'll work on someone else's song, and maybe that's exactly what they need in their creation. Sometimes it falls flat, sometimes it works great, but that's the beauty of it, because it can't always be perfect, and failure, it's not a thing. Failure is learning. And if you look at it that way, Compose is a total success. Now, let's hear Thomas. This is Jenny K and Studio Chaotic. Any feedback, any thoughts, anything, send it to jen@studiochaotic.com. Now, here's Thomas.
Hi, people of the podcast universe. I'm Thomas, and before you start thinking, what a strange accent he has, it's because I'm from Norway, I live in Norway, and probably will stay here as long as I live. Yeah, Norway. Often when I tell people from far away countries where I come from, I often see them wrinkle their nose a bit, and before they ask, "Where the hell is that?" I just say, "That's the land where the polar bears rule the streets at night, so it's better to stay indoors." You might have seen programs about those bears and humans living side by side, but that's a little island called Svalbard, outside the shores from Norway. So no, we don't have them here. Even though winter can be very cold and we have a lot of ice, but there is no polar bears floating around those ice sheets. But enough said about silly white animals that just hunt for seals and vandalize people's tents when they smell food. Just like normal bears, I guess, except for the seal thing, of course. I will talk about me, my life, and how I choose to spend my time here, on our little blue marble in the vast space of cosmos. For the moment, I live and breathe for music, hatching out new ideas, or join a collab on compose.com. Between taking care of my two kids part-time as a single father in his 40s. I don't have a regular job at the moment, as we say in Norway, I hit the wall. Yeah, I work too much, too many hours in the day. Didn't hear the alarm bells from my body and mind saying, "Calm down, Thomas. Take it easy, Thomas." So here I am. I sit at home, make music, and go to the shrink once a week to clear up my mind. I go to figure out why it went so far and why I can't handle it. When I was younger, I was Superman, had so much positive energy, was always in the center of the crowd and made people laugh, making sure they had a good time. Life is strange. How am I supposed to live it when things change so fast all the time? When I was young, life would go on forever. Time stood still even though I moved so fast. A lot of partying and always on the run. I traveled to different countries to meet new people in their culture. I loved it. Still do, but things change and I can't do everything anymore, even if I want to. But like I said, I overworked myself and the steam is gone. Superman has put his red cape in the closet and thrown away the key. But I do have a spare key for emergencies. In case something comes up, I don't know what, but perhaps I will get a record deal. I like to think I earn it. Yeah, life is strange. When I got my first child, the whole schedule got turned upside down. It doesn't stand still anymore. When I see them grow, I also see time run so fast. I'm starting to think, when will I die? But I really love my kids, and it's a privilege to help them grow up in this world and try to teach them how to live their lives, what's important and what not to do. I hope they won't do what I did and all that crazy shit I've done. No, now I feel that life is too short. I don't want to die. At least not before I have done all the things I want to do. Maybe live well beyond 100 years, still looking fresh, and then spend 100 years more with my kids, exploring all the four corners of the earth, then head out into space, turn on the boosters and travel around the galaxy in the quest for life. I would like to meet another smart ass with an intelligence like ours. Do they think the same? Sometimes I would like to be just an animal, perhaps a polar bear. They don't know how lucky they are not to have that question marks in their heads, wondering about life, how long will it last, or how everything never seems to last long enough. Why can't we live on instinct as well? Okay, we wouldn't have all the technological gadgets and stuff like that. Cars, mobile phones, internet, music, you know what I mean. But I'm still glad that we are who we are, with all that comes with it. Perhaps I'm a little nuts, but who cares what I think? There's a whole bunch of us fumbling around on the planet Earth, everyone with their own theory about life. Is it too short or too long? Or why are we here? I guess we'll never know until we lie 6 feet under and see the bright light comes towards us. Or what I think, and that makes me a little afraid. Swoosh, and you are gone. No more thinking, no more music making, and no more Mr. Me. But I'm glad I found Combos.com. It gives me inspiration in life through creating music with like-minded people. Or just listen to others and maybe collaborate if I feel like it. That's awesome, and that's cool. I don't remember now how I found it, but I don't care. Life is too short to think about such unimportant things. Live your life, make music. We are only a creature that enjoy music and are able to make it. I think music is the universal language, not mathematics. Thanks for now, folks, and remember, music makes people happy.
Is it on?
Yes.
I'm talking about my smoke.
Okay.
This hour? It's a hillbilly in me. What can I say? You want the redneck version?
Sure.
I'm Dave, and this is Studio. Give me another beer.
Three.
Okay, take a whole bunch. Take a break. Take a coffee break. No. I'm Dave, and this is Studio.
Studio.
That's Phil Collins. Studio.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
No, I don't normally stutter. Studio.
No.
Chaotic.
Studio.
Chaos.
It's a fucking room with a microphone. Okay.
I can only say it one way.
Just say it.
Studio.
Yeah.
Chaotic.
Yeah. Now let's put it together.
Okay, studio chaotic.
I gave up.